Well, I think that looking, as you've said, looking back to the 1950s through, I would actually say through into the 1980s, although 1984 was the time when open adoption became the state of play, if you like, for adoption practice and policy. Nonetheless, in that period of time, for at least 30 years, there was a great sense of no choice. Mm. And coercion is found in many forms, including simply strong influence from those who are significant others in your life. So, yeah, how much about our attitude today towards adoption, which is actually quite negative according to research, in Australia in particular, has to do with the practice of adoption itself as opposed to the lack of choice?
Mm. What are some of the negativities that surround it?
Well, I think it actually harkens back to that period. Right. We had the stolen generation, of course. Then we've had what's called the white stolen generation, which is what you're referring to, Anthony. And then there's generally not been a lot of policy that supports adoption as a practice, and particularly now. It's quite difficult to adopt out or place a child for adoption now.
Mm, a lot of people I've spoken to said that it is quite tough to adopt a child. Why is that?
Well, there aren't many children to adopt. In 2011, in fact, there were 17 babies Australia-wide placed for adoption. And in 2012, the numbers went up to 19 babies. I'm not talking 19,000, I'm talking 19 babies under 12 months.
Can you repeat those stats again?
I know, it's amazing. 2011, yeah. There were 17 babies under 12 months Australia-wide placed for adoption in Australia. Now, I'm talking, when I say that, I'm not talking about placed with a family or a sibling or a parent, step-parent. I'm talking about babies that are actually placed to an unknown family. So there were 17 in 2011 and it went up to 19 in 2012. But clearly it's changed from the 9,000 in 1971-72.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what we have, like, to balance that picture, I think what we need to look at, or what I'm interested in doing as a sociologist, is looking at the broader picture. We have unknown numbers of parents wanting to adopt because often they've left raising, having a family to later in life where it's harder to fall pregnant. So we have a lot of grieving parents in that, would-be parents in that sector. Then we have the tens of thousands of children who are in foster care who are not adopted out. And it kind of, I believe that it comes back to the policies around adoption and the closed nature that we've been through. I mean, there's been nothing great about that period of time. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really harmed and traumatised people who were affected by adoption practices then.
Sure. And are there any estimated numbers of people who would like to adopt a child in Australia?
No. This is the point. No. I've tried to, in the process of my research, I've tried to contact, because it's state by state, so contacting the departments that are appropriate to find out what those numbers might be, but they're not made public. I don't know what freedom of information would actually produce because you're obviously talking about a very private issue. I do have anecdotal evidence of people who have gone through the would-be adopting out process and they feel that they are made to be criminals. They feel like they're criminals by the process itself, which is tragedy. Like, I don't think it has to be an either or. I think that the whole issue of choice needs to be addressed, and that's the point of my research, is to really look at this subject. And I think we can, change the way we think about adoption. I don't think it has to be the evil that is so connected to that unchoice.
And Webster, why did you decide to do your PhD on this?
Well, I'm interested in the whole area. Obviously, Zoe's Support is about supporting young mums who are either pregnant or parenting and are unsupported. So we have the childcare centre we've just set up, for example, that supports young mums to go back to school, to Chaffey or to senior college. That's about supporting young women. I think that pregnancy itself is one of the most vulnerable places that women find themselves, either in terms of timing or in terms of other supports around. In the 1970s, Shaw actually says that sex has been separated from reproduction, at least in theory. And I think that it's a conversation that's a good conversation for Australians to have. I think we shy away from those subjects. So I'm not terribly shy, so I'm happy to investigate and see where we really are, what community attitudes might be. So that would hopefully be the next phase of my research. Phase one of my research is focus groups, so I'm looking for participants.
Yeah, tell me more about this too. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I'm doing focus groups with different groups of people, different cohorts of people. So I'm looking for social workers, for example, for one focus group, men under 30 for another focus group. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for women under 25 who are academic but also have a religion, whether it doesn't matter what religion, but a religious faith. I'm looking for professional women over 40. And I'm also looking for a pilot group of anybody. So I didn't actually determine those cohorts. Sure. My supervisor, who is far more experienced than I am, suggested that they would be just a really good mix.
Sure.
Given the issues. Yeah.
And if people want to help out, what do they need to do?
If they could email me, I would really appreciate it. Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R, at ncable.com.au.
Okay, so Webster at ncable.com.au.
Yes, great. That would be fantastic.
And just before I let you go, I mean, attitudes will vary, but there are people who still feel like sending young pregnant women away to then have them give up their babies was the right thing to do back in the day. And they still think that's the right thing to do now. What are your thoughts on that, just briefly?
Well, I think the research shows that, you know, we have to acknowledge that we have different cultures. I think we're in a different culture now. Mm. Back then, it was about protecting morality. It was about giving the young woman and her child the best future. And we often talk about best practice or best outcomes in the best interest of. And society tends to decide that, or at least ways to attempt to decide it, and certainly just legislation does as well. So, look, I could go on, but I know you're out of time.
Yeah, look, I'm sure we'll talk more about this as the time goes on as well. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate that, and all the best with the PhD, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Anne Webster there. And as mentioned, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, will today deliver a national apology to those affected by forced adoptions. More than 800 people are expected to gather in the Great Hall of Parliament House to watch Julia Gillard deliver the apology.